In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dr. Walt Mullins, cotton technical manager for Monsanto. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
And although you can't definitively say absolutely we know why, there would be an apparent association with the fact that we're growing a lot more corn in the South than we've grown before. Corn is a bollworm producing machine. A lot of bollworms are produced out of corn. They then fly into the cotton. So two things happened this year: a lot more corn to produce more bollworms. And then secondly, a lot of the corn acreage took cotton acreage away, so that we have a smaller cotton acreage. And cotton is one of the few hosts during July and August and early September for bollworms. Consequently, you have more bollworms concentrated on fewer acres of cotton. And so therefore, that could explain why we're seeing higher bollworm pressure in a lot of areas this year.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
The unusual situation we had this year in a number of fields was we had severe plant bug pressure prior to bloom. More typically, we don't really deal with plant bugs in the Delta until after bloom. But we had fields where growers were applying 4, 5, maybe even 6 applications prior to bloom, and then had to deal with plant bugs after bloom as well. Of course, the problem you run into there, aside from the consistent pressure, is you only have a limited number of chemistries that you can throw at the plant bug from a resistance standpoint. So we have to be very careful about managing the chemistries with plant bugs.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Spider mites have also been an issue, but hopefully if we can keep from flaring the spider mites, they're not much of an issue, but hot, dry weather tends to favor mite populations, and we've certainly had the hot, dry weather here in the last week to 10 days, and looks like it's going to continue for at least a few more days anyway, so we'll have to watch our spider mites.